Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Allison Cook as we talk about ELDs in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, we want to remind you as we come down to the end of the year, just two more sales planned for 2017 here at Superior Video Livestock Auction. Our next offering will be on the 30th of November, a regular video auction, and then also a Superior Select Replacement female sale live from Fort Worth, Texas. That'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The final sale of 2017 from Superior Livestock will be December 14th. The first sale of the new year will be the Bell Ringer 2018 sale, January 10th and 11th. For more information on all these sales, as well as the regular country page countdown available on our website, you can call up the Fort Worth office at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com for details as well. Remember, folks, at Superior Video Livestock, we bring the market to you. The livestock industry has been pushing back against a proposal by the Department of Transportation regarding ELDs, electronic logging devices for agricultural haulers. And earlier this week, the efforts of the National Pork Producers and the National Cattlemen's Association paid off as a little bit of relief given by DOT to agriculture. Allison Cook of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says good news indeed.
Absolutely. This is definitely a little Thanksgiving present. It is, in my mind, a win. We have 90 days for DOT after December, after the implementation date of December 18th. We have 90 days after that. We're excited because this gives us more time to continue our conversations with DOT about our long-term needs. But it also gives DOT a chance to take their time on our livestock hauler petition that we sent over to DOT about a month ago. The comment period ends at the end of November, and it gives them more time to go through the comments and make a positive decision for our livestock haulers.
Several agriculture groups complaining about the complexity of this proposed rule, and Allison Cook says it now appears that DOT stepping back a bit and deciding to listen to some of the concerns of the agricultural industry.
There hasn't been a lot of outreach to agriculture from DOT, so we've continued to make that request. We've also talked about the lack of clarity on the 150 air mile exemption. We want to make sure that not only our local law enforcement know about this exemption, but that our haulers are using it correctly. And we need formal guidance from DOT. They told us yesterday that one of the reasons for the waiver is to give them time to take comments on the exemption and how it would best work for our haulers. And we will take that, we will make those comments, and then we will take the guidance from them. Hopefully it's strong guidance, and we'll have that exemption in place.
So Allison, what are the next steps as far as the livestock industry is concerned in working with DOT?
So NCBA is going to continue to push for our appropriations language, which is, again, a one-year delay for livestock and insect haulers. We're working on letters from the House and the Senate to leadership and appropriation members right now. And we're going to continue to push for that one-year delay. We're also going to continue to push DOT for our petition. Again, they could grant that petition specific to an exemption for livestock haulers for up to 5 years. We're also going to continue our conversations with FMCSA about our long-term needs on hours of service. We've got some ideas out there from our different livestock groups, and we're continuing to coalesce around those ideas.
Allison Cook out of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association talking about ELDs, electronic logging devices. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 36th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 2nd at the Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at noon and features 100 breeding-age bulls, both limousine and limb flex. The sale is being managed by American Cattle Services. For more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652 or go to the website www.americancattleservices.com for more information and an online catalog. www.americancattleservices.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Hope you and yours have a great Thanksgiving. I'm Ron Hayes.